As Halloween approaches, people are itching to get their last-minute spooky season fix. But haunted house season looks different this year due to the coronavirus pandemic. Side Effects Public Media's John Boyle has more.
Many aspects of the 2020 Halloween season are no different than in years past. Haunted houses are still offering all the creepy clowns and chainsaw chases that thrill seekers have grown accustomed to. Young people making the transition from trick-or-treating are another annual staple.
This is my first one.
What are you feeling right now?
Terrified. I'm shaking.
That's Elaine DeMott. She's 14. Last week, she and a friend visited Grim Trails Haunted Attraction in Louisville. Her father, John DeMott, knows COVID-19 has made this season different. That's why he chose the area's only outdoor haunt.
At this point in time, we've accepted there's risk, a little bit more risk than normal, but we're still going to go out and have fun and do some fun things too.
Grim Trails is a 4-acre complex based on fairy tales, myths, and legends. It's been open for 8 years, but owner Andrew Combs made some changes to the operation this year. For one, he's expanded the queue area to create more space for social distancing. Groups that get too close to one another are separated by an employee patrolling with the flashlight. Combs says those precautions and PPE requirements for guests and performers allowed him to open.
Well, we didn't know for sure back in the spring, obviously, because things were brand new and things were really crazy back then. But as the summer progressed, we talked to some of the health officials, and they said as long as you follow the CDC guidelines, you should be able to open. So that's what we did.
Combs says despite the pandemic, Grim Trails is having one of its best years of business. Recreational opportunities are limited, and some haunted houses didn't open this year, so people are turning to haunts like his. Baxter Avenue Morgue has also had steady business this year. Owner Quentin Stevenson says the decision to open boils down to the financial footing of haunted houses. He describes them as small businesses that only have a handful of weeks a year to stay afloat.
We have to. We don't have anything else supporting the morgue. It's not any of our careers. The morgue operates as its own entity, and you know, if the morgue doesn't open, we have no money for startup next year.
Neither haunt operator said COVID-19 has affected business much. But case numbers in Kentucky, like the rest of the Midwest, have continued to escalate throughout October. Those spikes have led local and national health officials to advise against participating in indoor attractions like haunted houses. Still, the haunts are allowed to stay open. Louisville's chief health strategist, Dr. Sarah Moyer, says just because something is open doesn't mean it's safe.
I recommend everybody follow the governor's recommendations that we are now in the red, and I would not consider a haunted house an essential activity that people need to do. So please have your haunted house scares at home and be safe this Halloween.
Many people feel they are already exposing themselves to the virus through work and everyday life. Diamond Avery works at UPS. She says that if she's going to spend time around others at her job, she might as well have some fun around others too.
I've worked this whole time, so this is just another group of people.
At least 10 haunted houses are open throughout the Louisville area this year. The last night of operation for many is Halloween, though some will continue through the first weekend of November. I'm John Boyle for Side Effects Public Media.